vivre dans un monde où Dieu il est amoureux. Je veux vivre dans un monde sans chichi.
To start off our trip through Flanders, the northern part of Belgium, Arno with the song Je veux vivre from his most recent album called Human Incognito. And there is clothing with no person inside of it on his album cover. Yeah, Je veux vivre. And Arno is quite a famous figure on the Flemish music scene, you might say. Arno Charles Ernest Hinchins. He was born in 1949, born in Ustente. And he was the frontman of a band called TC Matic in the 80s, a well-known Belgian band back then. And he does sing in English, French, Dutch, and the Ostend dialect. So there you heard a song in French. His most recent stuff, I wanted to play one of his newer songs. And yeah, most of his new stuff is in English or French. So yes, interesting thing about him as well, he played in the Belgian film Camping Cosmos, which I've never heard of before. He played a homosexual lifeguard called Harry, who's modeled after David Hasselhoff. It's like a, I guess you could say, a satire of Baywatch. So the homosexual lifeguard called Harry pays no attention to Lolo Ferrari, who is incarnating a caricature of Pamela Anderson. So it sounds like a fun movie, to say the least. Arno right there to start off our trip through Flanders. And yeah, we're going to keep moving along with something either beautiful or terrifying, depending on how you feel about the accordion. This is a group called Accordion Tribe, and I think there are only accordions in this band. Terrifying, isn't it? They are from Ghent, another city in Flanders. And by the way, so Belgium, if you didn't know, it's essentially divided in two. There's the French-speaking part and the Dutch-speaking part. And the Dutch-speaking part, of course, shares a border with the Netherlands. And it's about 6 million people. About half the population is on either side. And if you look on the old Google Maps, there's a dotted line to note the halfway point, the barrier between those two parts of Belgium. And the dotted line on Google Map seems to be the way of Google saying, I'm staying out of this. I'm not making any political moves, but we're going to keep people happy by at least putting some sort of border between the two. So it really looks like there's two parts of Belgium, and essentially there are two quite distinct cultures in Belgium. And Brussels, by the way, the big capital city, the capital of the European Union, is on the Flanders side, on the Dutch-speaking side, but it's kind of an enclave that is distinct from the two. So there's another set of dotted lines, a circle around the city of Brussels, saying, like, this is neither one or the other, and Google's just staying out of it for now, I guess. But they're still marking the border, which is quite interesting, fascinating how the borders keep changing. You know, nothing stays the same forever. But anyways, I was getting into Accordion Tribe right now. This is a band no longer active, but they were doing their accordion madness in the 90s and a little bit further, I think. So Lung Horn Twist is the album, and Quick Step Tribal right here. The Accordion Tribe of Ghent, Belgium. ¶¶ some new rock and roll from Belgium, from the city of Ghent. As Ghent, by the way, the historic capital of the Flemish region of Flanders. And that was Absinthe Minded with The Execution. Very high budget music video accompanying that. That came out in May this year. And as a small side note, where do people find the resources to make such amazing videos, considering you're not making money off them? Amazing. Yeah, YouTube's just... every band still makes music videos, putting them up there, getting views. Views do not equal cash, though. How do you pay these amazing videographers and editors and artists? Anyways, that's a small side note in the modern music world. Fascinating, though. So Absinthe Minded from Ghent. And before that, we heard... Kandahar, ooh, yes, Kandahar from Ghent as well, I believe. Yep, we have a lot of bands here from Ghent. It's the capital, like I just said, of Flanders. And Kandahar is a group that played progressive art rock in the 70s, and we heard a song called The Hobbit. Not sure how many hobbits there are in Belgium, but they seem to be quite an influence on music. And the song... came from an album of 76 called Long Live the Sliced Ham. So you might wonder if they really understand what they're writing on their album covers, these Dutch speakers, but nevertheless, there are three aliens on the cover and a long pathway into another world. Anyways, Kandahar, not from Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. And before that, the Accordion Tribe. Devilish accordion music with Quickstep Tribal. So come on back, Accordion Tribe. Reform. We need a revival of accordion music. Well, we're going to keep rolling along with another piece of new music from Leuven. This is a band called Brutus, which is not the most beautiful name, but it is a name. And Brutus... have a new record, came out in May. It's called Burst. And this song is the last one on the record. It is called Baby Seal. So something that I'm sure animal rights activists in Canada could use as a theme song. I mean, the lyrics are in English, so have a listen, PETA, and see if you will endorse this. Wonderful vocals on this. I think she plays the drums as well as sings. But yeah, amazing front woman on this band, Brutus. Baby Seal on Wandering Rhythms from Flanders. Yes, Wandering Rhythms here in Flanders, the Dutch part, the north part of Belgium. And we heard a very interesting jazz group. Octurne was the last piece of music there. Very nice. And before that, a duo, sort of an 80s throwback synth wave new age group called Amatorsky. The song was Welcome, just a single. Came out mere months ago. Yes, they're from Ghent, Belgium. And before that, Brutus with the song called Baby Seal. Yes, contentious song for sure. Baby Seal, yes, Baby Seal. From the album Burst, new music also. So, we're going to play some hip-hop next. And we're going to hear a band from Izegem. And they sing in Dutch, which is the dominant language in Flanders. And they seem quite popular. They've been around for years. They're called T. Hof van Commerce. And the song here, Dikke Nekke. And after that, we're going to feature some bands from Brussels. But since Brussels is not officially, you might say, part of Flanders, we'll focus more on the Dutch-speaking groups in that city. So a huge city of cultural mixing and many languages. And by the way, even in Flanders, most people do speak English, probably some French as well. So yes, we'll hear some hip-hop next. Right on, right on. T. Hof van Commerce right here on Wandering Rhythms. This is CJSF 90.1 FM broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain.